Do you have an example of maybe a leader that you worked with who was having challenges or had a certain desire, and some of the things that you did with him or her? That
sure. I have, so I'll use James. James is a leader, and he has a particular style that is comfortable for him. It plays to his strengths. And we always want to talk to leaders about playing to their strengths, because that's where they're really good. But we also need to talk to leaders about what is good for their organization. Okay. And sometimes they need to balance, you know, sort of that pivot between play to my strengths and what does my organization need. So in this particular case, we really worked with James. He had his group was such that they had great ideas, but they were not being successful with them. They weren't getting to market. They were not getting, you know, out there. They weren't communicating. They weren't selling. They weren't influencing, right? So that was where his group was kind of falling short. So we really worked with his team. We worked with his leaders. We worked with his organization. We put some discipline in place. We sort of sectioned off how they might move through what we might all call a development or a product to market kind of path, and taught them how to sell and influence to much, much, much bigger players in the marketplace, such that they were able to get that company sold successfully. So that was his objective, right? So that's a great story. It was super successful for him. Getting to work with his leadership team was fabulous. They all went on to successful next steps in their careers. So that was also super, super fun to see and super rewarding for them and for us. So that was great.